The Indian River Citrus League held their 85th annual meeting yesterday in Vero Beach. Executive Director of the League, Doug Bernique, moderated the event, which covered important topics such as water management in the St. John's River Water Management District and the state of the Indian River citrus crop. Bernique spoke with us afterwards and said he's hopeful about this year's crop and is interested in what this year's crop forecast will hold.
We're hopeful the crop is at least as big as last year. The guys are taking great care of the groves. They're giving it good nutrition. The rainfalls are there for, that's the key thing, is getting adequate rainfall so the tree can get enough soil moisture to supply its fruit to size up an extra size or two. So the rainfalls have been great statewide. We hope that this crop is good to us and that the estimate is at least as big as it was last year. We need every grower. We need every packing house that we have in business. We need everybody here. This industry needs us all, and we need a larger crop. So, and just say a little prayer for our researchers to come out with the answer.
The annual USDA citrus crop forecast is set to be released at noon Eastern Time Friday, October 9th. Southeast AgNet will again provide live broadcast coverage on citrus news affiliate stations and online at southeastagnet.com. Live coverage of the crop forecast is brought to you by Labor Solutions at laborsolutions.com, Farm Credit of Florida, Rural America's customer-owned lending partner, and by Florida Citrus Mutual, focused, committed. Making a difference for Florida citrus growers. So be sure to tune us in live Friday, October 9th on southeastagnet.com at noon Eastern Time for the USDA annual citrus crop forecast. I'm Josh McGill for Southeast AgNet.